It may have taken 200 years, but dozens of war veterans who died in Buffalo will receive a more appropriate memorial on Monday. A commemorative stone will be unveiled at the gates of the Buffalo Zoo, directing attention to the virtually unmarked grave in the heart of the Delaware Park Golf Course, where 300 people are buried. America honors its heroes, but little respect has been given to these War of 1812 veterans, whose story has been largely untold. However, Patrick Cavanaugh, Forest Lawn historian, was eager to tell it on a recent sit-down inside the cemetery chapel.
This is a lot quieter and so busy.
A large portion of the tragic Flint Hill encampment took place inside what is now Forest Lawn Cemetery, and Patrick Cavanaugh recounted it vividly, no sad detail left untold.
Well, it all started back in September of 1812. Of course, the United States declared war on Great Britain June 18, 1812.
For Cavanaugh, the story centers upon the vanity of Brigadier General Alexander Smythe, who had one goal, invade southern Ontario. Blinded perhaps by a desire to make history, Smythe overlooked the basic needs of his soldiers, unprepared for a brutal Buffalo winter. A respiratory affliction overwhelmed the encampment. The ill-equipped medical staff had few answers, bloodletting among their most desperate measures. An estimated 300 lives were claimed. William Hodge of Buffalo was contracted to build their coffins, their graves placed in the stony crust of Flint Hill.
The coffins were halfway out of the ground. And then in the spring of 1813, they removed the remains to an area, what is now Delaware Park, the Park Meadow, and they buried them in a trench-like manner. Now, at times it was known as the mound in the meadow, because the grave was actually like a mound. And then, of course, it was all flattened.
Cavanaugh has no idea who would have flattened a mound of military graves. He does know that in 1896, a large rock, two cannons, and a flagpole were placed nearby to mark the site. All that's left now, Cavanaugh says, is the boulder.
That boulder is out in the middle of the golf course, right. And you sometimes have to be concerned about your safety walking across there.
With a winter storm warning issued on a late April afternoon, errant golf balls were of no concern. It's only a few hundred yards to walk from the park's ring road to the boulder, but on this day, it was a desperate sprint against hypothermia.
Here, we'll read it. It says, to the memory of unnamed soldiers of the War of 1812 who died of camp disease and were buried here, dedicated July 4th, 1896.
Dignified, you might say, in a simple fashion, but it sits in the middle of a golf course and hardly gets the attention it deserves. Enter the Buffalo Zoo. All sides say the zoo needed little prompting when called upon to help. President and CEO Donna Fernandez says an appropriate location was selected for a new marker.
So this is a fairly prominent location.
Yep, all of our school groups exit through here, and we have all the pedestrian traffic along the ring road comes by here.
The zoo's horticulture department has designed a sort of red, white, and blue themed planting that will go around the stone marker. Fernandez says the new stone will prompt the reader to look behind them to the west, where the original monument is clearly visible a few hundred yards away.
Those of us at the zoo that, heard the story were so, impressed with finding that now there's so little recognition of what those soldiers did for the country that we wanted to bring more attention to it. And when we were approached by volunteers who were behind this effort, we thought we could certainly accommodate a marker on our property. We're hoping that this will bring some attention to, the soldiers.
The dedication of the new stone takes place, fittingly, on Monday, Memorial Day, at 10:30 in the morning, just outside Gate 8 at the Buffalo Zoo. Much to the satisfaction of a handful of passionate volunteers, including Patrick Cavanaugh.
Well, I just don't want them to be forgotten. I would like people to be aware of what happened in that era in our history and what happened to them. And that so they'll never be forgotten. And certainly give respect to those that died under such terrible conditions.
I'm Jay Moran, WBFO and AM 970 News.